welcome into the show now, Paul White. Paul, we've talked before. We've done a little national baseball talk. I want to kick some stuff around the league with you. How are you today, man?
Doing great, man.
I guess we'll start right here with the Giants and the Braves. Mostly the Braves is who I'm focused on, as the Giants officially eliminated from wild card contention yesterday. I don't think anybody was really holding out hope at this point or at this juncture. But we've been talking all morning about the Atlanta Braves and how they stack up maybe against the Dodgers. Everybody's kind of penciling the Dodgers into the NL pennant again, or into the wild or the World Series again. How do you think the Braves line up? Their top four hitters, and I'm talking Acuna, Albies, Donaldson, and Freeman. How do they stack up against the Dodgers, you think?
Well, I think talent-wise, I think they're fine, especially at the top of the order. I think it was really going to be a matter of how the younger kids, Acuna and Albies, handle the situation. I think last year for the Braves, you know, they got to look at the playoffs, but it was more of a, well, you know, happy to be here. Hey, look, we made it. Wow. And they were out of there before they knew what happened. And, you know, having Donaldson, I think, is huge because that gives them really three guys in the order, Freeman, Donaldson, Markakis, veteran guys. But if the two young kids can handle the pressure and not be awestruck by this and actually take advantage of having been there before, then I think they do fine. I think offensively, then the teams match up fine. It's really a matter of, can the Braves come up with the pitching depth? You know, we talk about young guys top of the order. Mike Soroka could finish in the top three in the Rookie of the Year. Is he the ace? Can he be the guy? You know, Dallas Keuchel's not a dominant guy in the rotation. Who's the number one? You know, who's going to match up with Ryu and Kershaw?
Right.
Or do they need to match up with them? You know, given Kershaw's history and Ryu's a little bit of a swoon here at the end.
I wonder, like, it seems like this Acuna kid and maybe even Ozzy Albies, it's like they don't even know that this is a big moment, right? Like, they're just out there playing ball. Like, I don't think the moment will be too big. I'm more worried about teams that have been in first place, like wire to wire, for a majority of the season. I know the Nationals pushed them a little bit middle of the season, maybe early August, mid-August. But it seems like that would be the more concerning part about the Braves, is they've been in first for so long that you look around, you catch yourself down 2-1 in a 5-game series, and you don't know what to do.
You don't want to get behind early. And if, you know, obviously, if they end up meeting the Dodgers, it would be in the NLCS, and the Dodgers would have home advantage. So you don't want to go out there and you're right, be down 2-0 and like, long trip, cross country, here we go again. I think the thing that's going to help the Braves here is if they face the Dodgers, they will have won a series. And they will have won a series against a pretty decent ball club. At this point, it's started pretty much looking like the Cardinals. And they're going to have faced, really, what may be top to bottom, a better pitching staff than they'll face against the Dodgers. You know, the way the Cardinals' bullpen has been, the way their starters have been, you know, Flaherty especially. Hutchins has been great until today. The Cubs knocked him around a little bit. But and Wainwright's been fabulous down the stretch. I think for both the Braves and the Dodgers, getting there is going to be tough.
Yeah, I feel like we look at the American League right now, and it seems like a lot of these powerhouse teams in the AL, because we've been talking about, the Dodgers have been so consistently, well, the last 2 years in the World Series, and so consistently in the playoffs, winning 7 straight division crowns, that I think we're looking at the AL as some of these great matchups. The Astros, maybe the A's, what are the Twins going to do? Where do the Yankees stack up? But I think some of these really good series are going to come out of the NL. If the Nationals get out of that wild card game, they may be a dark horse team because of their pitching that could do damage. What do you think?
Yeah, they're the one team that can line up a rotation and dominate a series. Now, you know, their bullpen has scared everybody with 100 miles of Washington to death from day one this season. It's been a disaster. And it's almost like they expect it to go wrong once they go to their bullpen. So, they'll be the antithesis of every team we've seen in the playoffs for the last several years. They're going to go as far as they can with Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin, and even Anibal Sanchez, the fourth guy, who's been pretty solid. So, yeah, they're the scary team. And if they can get those starters lined up to just go, they're going to score a bunch of runs. They're another team that, you know, has it's like the Braves. They still have a lot to prove. A lot of those guys in Washington have been there a long time, and they've won nothing except divisions. And they've got a lot to prove. And, you know, and that's – that's the difference, too, when we talk about the Braves and the Dodgers. The Braves have won nothing except a couple of divisions.
Right.
Well, now they got to start to prove themselves in October, where the Dodgers are different. The Dodgers are almost like, well, it doesn't matter till we get to the World Series. And for a team that's, going to win their division by 20-plus games and has cruised all the way along and is almost, no matter what they say, almost looking past whoever they face in the National League playoffs, look out. Those are the kind of teams that get in trouble this time of year.
Yeah, it's no question the Dodgers are World Series or bust because of everything you just said. They expect to win the division, and after 2 years of losing the World Series, they want to get back and win that thing, or it's a losing season for them. Paul White with us, talking National League Baseball. How about the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cubs? Now, these are two teams that have lost each of their best players. I mean, Javi Baez goes down. I don't know where the Cubs would be without Nick Castellanos. They're up on the Cardinals right now in the top of the 7th, 6-5 are the Cubs, but they're still sitting two games out of a wild card spot now behind the Brewers. The Brewers did virtually nothing to their starting rotation. They lose Christian Yelich, and now they've won 8 of 10 games, are the hottest team in baseball. How do you think they stack up in the National League, and do they have a shot?
Well, the Cubs are the better team.
Agreed.
On paper.
Yeah.
The Cubs were the better team on paper last year. Would look where it got them.
Nowhere.
And now that we're down to this short sample, people always talk about, well, your big guy goes down, in the Brewers' case, Yelich. You can kind of ramp it up for a week or two and get away with it. And the Brewers did that. And now, fortunate for them, they get to this last week or two, and they're playing nobody. They've got the soft schedule all the way to the end, and here we got the Cubs and Cardinals battling this weekend. They're going to do it again in St. Louis next weekend, right? And the Cubs are feeling it. There's all kinds of pressure in Chicago. They're supposed to win. Is Joe Maddon's job on the line if they don't get in the playoffs? There's a ton of pressure there, and the Brewers, I think, have really taken that, hey, we're not supposed to be here now. We were supposed to fold up, and they're playing with house money, and it's advantage Milwaukee at this point. Any game the Brewers lose from here on, it's their own fault, given the opposition they've got the rest of the way.
Yeah, those are the teams that scare the hell out of me in the playoffs, right? The teams that maybe weren't supposed to be there, the catch fire at the end of the year. I was joking earlier about the run that the 07 Rockies went on. They won like 22 or 25 to end the season. They forced the 163. They win a crazy game. And then they swept to the World Series, and they had 8 days off. And then Red Sox came in and hammered them. I think the Red Sox then in turn swept them because they've been sitting around. They were ice cold, right? So I wonder about teams like that, like the Oakland A's even are a team that's streaking towards the playoffs. You're playing with that kind of house money. You can be dangerous in October.
That's it. I think whoever comes out of the American League wildcard game is going to be really, really dangerous. And those teams got to hope, I think at this point, they're not going to say it, but they've got to hope that the Yankees slip ahead of Houston for the best record.
Agreed.
Because
yeah.
The Yankees are really vulnerable at this point. I don't care how hot you are as coming in as a wild card and great down the stretch, playing Houston's going to be really, really difficult. We talk about the Nationals pitching. Well, Houston's going to go Verlander, Cole, Greinke, and they got that lineup. I mean, they're ridiculous.
Wash, rinse, repeat with that rotation, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But the Yankees, I think the two most vulnerable division winners coming into the playoffs right now are the Yankees and the Dodgers, and even more so the Yankees. They're going to have to hope Luis Severino is ready to give them 6 innings in a start. Who else is going to start for him? Paxton's been decent down the stretch. Do you trust him? He's never been through this before. Tanaka's been pretty good. They need him. Can Jay Happ pitch for them? And then they go to the bullpen, and they thought they were getting Betances back. They're not going to have him back. One game and he's back out. It's still a great bullpen, but they're the one that's vulnerable. So, if you're the wild card team, that's who you want. Otherwise, Minnesota gets him, and Minnesota could steal one from the Yankees easily.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. The Yankees are the team that if I'm the A's or the Rays or the Indians, whoever's coming out of that wild card game, you are really hoping that the Yankees, and the other way around, I'm thinking if I'm the Yankees, I would maybe rather play the Minnesota Twins than have to play the A's, who have kind of had their number, whose offense is legit, because you don't want to run into a starting rotation. By the way, the A's rotation has gotten much better over the last couple of weeks. Homer Bailey's been great. Sean Manaea back.
Oh, yeah.
Pitching like
Manaea
an ace.
Back, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. And, Fires keeps giving them great games. And again, they've got They've got pretty solid bullpen. It's taken them half the season to kind of sort out, new roles for guys. But Hendricks has done a great job, and they figured out how to use the rest of the guys after Trinan lost the job. And they're versatile. I think a couple of guys that are getting no notice nationally, Matt Olson and Marcus Semien, have been incredible, and they've got to be on everybody's MVP ballot. They're not going to win it, but they got to be on everybody's ballot because they've made such a huge difference there.
Yeah, the A's have set a franchise record for home runs this year. I mean, I know everybody's doing it, but it's incredible. It's more impressive to me that the A's have done it and that they're beating teams that didn't include McGuire and Canseco, right? Like, it's incredible. It's Semien, Chapman, and Olson doing this. You get Laureano in center field, and Mark Canna's off the bench with 20 home runs, and you're talking about Matt Olson. I mean, this guy's a Gold Glover as well, and Semien having the best defensive year of his career. It's incredible. The A's are 9 of their last 10. That's a team I don't think anybody wants to see.
Right, and again, and you don't know. And unfortunately for them, they get in that one game crapshoot. I mean, who are you going to face? I mean, you could go to, if you get Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's got, for one game, is it Charlie Morton? Is it Blake Snell?
And Glasnow,
he's back. That's what's unfortunate. I mean, but the A's probably get, at this point, starting to look like they get the home game, and I think that's huge for them.
All right, give me
their ballpark. Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish
ballpark,
up.
Yeah, I think it's huge.
Yeah, give me your pick real quick before we let you go. The two teams that are coming out of the AL wild card, I think the A's are on top right now, but the Rays and the Indians are tied. And then you got the Brewers who are up on the Cubs. Who's coming out of the wild card in each league?
I think Washington will beat Milwaukee in the National League wild card game. And I'm going to take, I keep going back and forth. I'm going to take the Rays over the A's.
Rays over the A's, it would likely be played in Oakland. All I'm hoping Oakland. For is I'm hoping we get a game 163 in each league before we get
that'd
the wild card.
Fabulous. I love those. I love those.
I love those too. Winner go home. Hey, Paul, I appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Sure, anytime.
All right. Paul White here on KNBR 104.5 and 680. Good stuff talking about the playoff races around baseball. It's always fun doing the pregame stuff.